Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, for God is so faithful. This is Prophetess Teresa Dox, and I am excited and delighted to come before you today to bring on our monthly broadcast with Brother Bernard Phillips. You know, there's a blessing, there's a certainly blessing is about to take its course. Yes, as Brother Bernard prepare to bring the Word of God, His teaching that God has given Him, we're just going to be in great anticipation of a certainly blessing. Enjoy the music, and we will be right back. God changed me, and He did it suddenly. That's the type of God that we serve, that He can shift things suddenly. It don't take Him all day or night to shift the situation. So we just give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give praises and all glory to Him. Yes, yes, yes. So I hope that you have your Bibles. I hope that you are prepared, and I hope that you're ready to receive what God has to say to you tonight. I'm going to bring forth Bernard Phillips. Bernard, are you on the line? Brother Bernard, are you on the line? Okay, we're going to continue the music, and I'll find our guest. Oh, praise the Lord. I believe we're having a little technical difficulties. Brother Bernard, are you on the line with us?
I am.
Praise the Lord. I yield the line to you now. Father, I thank you for an awesome word. I thank you for a now word, God. Father, use him, Lord God, as an oracle from heaven. And we thank you for what you're doing. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. The title is, Are You Okay? So we need to know if we're okay. But I'm going to get into that a little bit later. I got various topics that I want to briefly speak on. And I'm going to do it a little bit different than I have been doing it the previous few months. But God is working. So we're going to start right here about true greatness. True greatness is in serving others rather than outdoing them. So we need to focus on serving. No one wants to serve, but that's where the blessing is. It's in serving. So can you lessen yourself? Can you lower yourself in order to be blessed? That's how we got to think. Can we lower ourselves in order to be blessed? Because a lot of times, no one wants to do that. But the further you go down to serve someone else, the higher you go. So it's not like the world system, how we look like, oh, you did that? Why would you do that? You know, so it's not like the world system, but God works and operates in a whole different, entirely different system. So when we begin to serve others, we're going to a certain place in God because that's what he wants from us. He wants us to have a servitude because it gives us humility. It gives us a certain thing that we're beginning to lessen ourselves. So we won't think of ourselves as great, but to think of God's people as great. And then when you begin to serve, you become as one. You're no longer separated by multiple. You become one. And that's what we have to believe in. That's what we have to go after. We got to go after becoming one. So when we serve others, then we serve ourselves. And then they get the picture, and then they begin to serve others because they realize somebody got to be an example. Somebody got to be a light. Somebody got to show somebody how it's done. So that is the true blessing in serving others. So we have to get that. And I was looking at the Tyler Perry show. He has a show called The Have and The Have Not. So do you have peace? Do you have joy? Do you have love? You know, because if you don't have those things, then you are in a bad place. Without those things, it will cause you to be in jail. It will cause you to be in a place where you don't want to be. Because if you don't have peace in a bad situation, then you'll do the wrong thing and you'll end up in a bad place. So if you don't have joy when everybody is fed around you, then you can't give nobody no joy. You can't speak a word of God. Because if you're not happy or you don't have any joy or you don't understand what it is, then you can't deliver joy. You can't give joy unless you're living in joy, unless you're living in Christ. So you can't have love unless you're loving on somebody. And if you don't know how to be love and how to love, then you will not be able to enjoy love. So we must understand that you got to have these things. It's better to have it than to have not. So we want to work on that, having peace, joy, and love, and understand the importance of meditation and meditating day and night. Now, what is the importance of meditation? You might ask the importance of it. Well, first of all, we're going to meditate on God, things that are pure and of good report. And think on these things and meditate on these things. So you want to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And what it'll do, it'll keep your mind away from things that are corrupt. Because if you don't keep your mind on something good, then it'll stay on something bad. So what do you have to do in order to keep your mind on things that are of good report? First of all, I have to make Jesus Christ my decision and my choice and my first decision. So once I begin to do that and make Christ mine and only mine, you know what I'm saying, I focus on just that, and I can share, but I got to first get it myself. Because if I don't get it myself, then I can't give it to no one else. So once I began to do that and began to focus on God and focus on Christ and begin to live that lifestyle and focus on things that are good and of good report, then the lifestyle that I live will be of good report. And when people So he said, what do you have to say about Brother Bernard? Well, what I have to say about him is he lived his life this way, or he lived his life that way, because it should be good, but it's going to be based on my lifestyle. And I'm going to go back a little bit about greatness. Simple obedience is greatness. So just to be obedient is greatness. And sometimes we might not see it then, because we expect God to require something great of us in order to satisfy his will. But the truth is usually he calls it to just simple obedience. But we don't like seemingly insignificant actions such as prayer and like Bible readings and a kindness shown to a poor person or something like that, keeping one's word. You know, we don't think that means anything, you know, but it does, because behaviors that's not really celebrated, we don't really want to do that, because we like things that people celebrate, things that uplift us, things that people clap their hand for us, or things that say, oh, he's good, or he's great. You know, those are the things that we want to be involved with, things that that you're over people, things that you have power. But those are the things that's not great. The things that's great is the small things. The things that's great is the little things. You know what I'm saying? So those are the things that we have to be good stewards of. We have to do a good job in the small things, you know, because if our pastor asks us to do a certain thing, it might be something that nobody never know you've done it or never understood that that's what you were doing. But the thing about it is that's what God is watching. That's what God is looking for. He's looking for the people. He's looking for someone who can be obedient to a small thing, because if you're never obedient to a small thing, you will never see a great thing. He will never give you no great responsibilities, you know. So we have to focus on just the small things, because I'm not doing the small things to get nothing great, but I'm doing the small things, God, because I love you. And if you can focus on just the little small things and be able to do them and be obedient, then that's when you're going to get blessed. Don't worry about if it's small and this and that, and people's not going to celebrate you because you're doing such a small thing. But the small thing I'm doing is just as great as some of the bigger things that other people are doing. So we have to focus on what is the difference of small, big, and great. The smallest thing is the greatest thing. Not the biggest thing is the greatest thing. You know, so we focus on that, and then we can actually be promoted to greater things and bigger things that we people consider that to be great. But the thing about it, if you're obedient to small things, then you will be prepared for greater things and bigger things of that nature. So we want to definitely work on that and focus on that. But now I want to go back to the topic. Are you okay? And somebody might say, well, what do you mean, am I okay? You know, I feel pretty good. You know, I feel okay. What do you mean, am I okay? What I mean when I say, are you okay, is where are you at in Christ? If you really sit back and just think about it, where are you truly at? Because you can deceive me. You can deceive your friends. You can speak a good word. You can say a good thing. You can even do a good thing. You can even be in a place that's seemingly good. But when it really boils down to it, and it really comes down to the bottom line, are you okay? Now, when I say are you okay, I don't mean whether or not with your brother or your sister or your friend or your daddy or your mama have good things to say about you. You know, but when I'm speaking of when I say that, it's behind closed doors. And when you're encased behind closed walls and no one can see you but the Father, are you okay? Can you still say that I'm okay? But I don't want to go past that. What would he say? Would he say, well done, servant? Would he say, are you okay? Because that's what we have to think about. That's what we need to meditate on. Because that's what's going to make the decision of where you're going to be. So that's so important to know where you are in God. Because if you don't know, you're going to know soon. And I don't want to know that way. I want to know within my spirit right now. Where am I at in God? And am I okay? You know, and if I'm not okay, then I need to get it together right now. There's some things that I need to start doing. There's some things that I got to do in the quiet time, in my downtime, in my time alone, and even in my busy time. I got to find time for God no matter what. Because the thing is, it's time out for excuses. So I can't continue to make excuses about why I didn't get it done and why it hasn't, you know, happened. Because I have to get it done. It has to happen right now, this day. Because it's usually this day who you're going to serve. So I don't have time to wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to me. So therefore, people, we got to get it together. We got to stop faking it until we make it. This thing is real. And until you surrender to God, it's not going to be right. And you're not going to be okay. So do you want to be okay today? That's the question. Do you want to be okay? Because your answer better be yes. Because if your answer ain't yes, you will not be okay. It's not something that's just going to slip in or just somehow happen, some kind of miraculous miracle, you okay? You got to work. There's some things that you have to do. And you have to say yes. You have to be willing to go down on your knees in front of people. You got to be willing to tell God, I thank you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you in spite of. I'll do it, Lord God. I'll go. You got to be willing. You got to be a willing vessel. You got to be willing to put it all on the line. You got to be willing to drop everything. You got to be willing to leave any and everybody when they come down to God. Because the bottom line is, that's all that's going to matter in the end. You know, but when you get it together, that's the only way you're going to be able to get somebody else. That's the only way you're going to be able to become fishermen of men. Because if you don't know what to do and you don't have it together, you don't know if you're okay, you can't make nobody else okay or take somebody to the right place or lead them the right direction. The only place you can lead them is the wrong direction until you know that you're okay. And the only way you're going to get it is through the Word, through the Scriptures. It's going to take some study time. It's going to take some time when you don't want to do it, but you got to do it anyway. You got to be willing. No matter what it seems like, how hard it seems, you got to be willing. Because the thing about it, what I do know, is the harder that it seems, the greater the reward. So do you want the blessing to come your way? Do you want the commanded blessing to come your way? It's only one way to get it. The anointing comes at a cost. It's not free. Sometimes you're going to do things that you don't want to do. Sometimes people are going to spit in your face. But yet and still, you're going to have to still hold it together. You're going to still have to be, God, I'm with you. You're going to have to still be in that place. You're going to have to still be in that mindset. And everybody's not going to like you. The job is not always going to be easy. But stop looking for the easy way out, because it's not always easy, but it's the right way. And that's the bottom line. That's what matters. It's the right way. And you got to be able to release past hurts. Because if you can't release past hurts, then you're going to be stuck in a place of hurting. And what happens is once you begin to be in a place of hurting, it causes other things to settle in and just creep in. Because you give way to other junk to attach itself, like another spirit with other things attached to it. You release yourself to it. You open yourself up to all these hurts and all these pains. And then you allow this stuff to creep in and wrath and things of that nature. Then you become angry. You know what I'm saying? But that's not how you got to be. You got to let that stuff go. And how do you do that? It's our job to go to our brother and sister and our friends and our family members or whatever it may be when you know that offenses has occurred and you have become hurt. And first you got to go in the presence of God and ask him to forgive you. And then you go to that individual and you let them know that you hurt me. And then you begin to embrace the individual and begin to love on the individual just like it never took place. Because that's the only way. That is the only way. So you got to be able to release. You got to be able to let it go. Because if you hold on to it, it will destroy you. It will take you out of your misery. It will bring you down. It will take you down. And I'm not willing to go there. I just can't do it. And I hope that you're with me on this. Because it's not a good road to be on. Because then you're going to feel alone. You're going to feel by yourself. But I'm telling you what, if you don't put no word inside of you, then you can't release past hurts because you don't know what to do. You don't know what love is because God is pure love. And if you need love, you're going to have to do it. Because I'm going to tell you what, you never say no. And usually your friends might say no, I'm busy, I'm at work. You know, I got to run out of here real quick. I got to make this run. But when you go to the Father, He is present. He has present help. He is there. You know, and another topic is, even when you're at work and you're doing a certain job, you might feel like, okay, well, as long as I get the job done, then I'm doing a good job. You know, they require me to do this, and as long as I get that done, I'm doing a good job. But getting a job done is not good enough. And I want to speak about a job to give you an idea of what I'm saying. But I'm going much further than that. Much further than that. It's not just about a job, but in your everyday life, in the life that you live, and what lifestyle you live in, you got to want greatness. Your goal should be greatness. So if my goal is greatness, and that's what I want greatness, then I'll need to do what it takes to, you know, get greatness. So what do I have to do in order to obtain greatness? That means that when I do the job, I got to give it my very best. I got to give it everything I have. And it can't be nothing that hinder me from giving it my best. My excuse cannot be, well, I'm tired today. You know, because I have to be prepared. I have to be ready. Because if I don't prepare myself and I don't become ready before I get to the job, then therefore that's not greatness. Because now I done put myself in a position of where I'm not ready for the job when it comes. It may catch me off guard. So I'm not ready. But then in our everyday life, I'm prepared. I'm getting myself ready for greatness. For everything I approach, if it's cooking a dinner for my wife or your husband or whatever it may be, give it your best. Put everything you got into it. Put your foot into it. You got to do everything that you have and that you know how to do the job. So in other words, if I cook a dinner, let's say I cook the same thing all the time, but if I want greatness, I might need to go get a cooking book. If I want greatness, I might need to turn my computer on and find a recipe and do something different. Because greatness requires time spent learning about the thing that you're going to do to obtain greatness and to make it great. So when I approach life, when I approach my work that the Lord has blessed me with, being a job or something, then I have to give him thanks for it. I have to be grateful. If it don't pay what I want it to pay, if the benefits are not where I want it to be, but that's okay because I'm going to give it my very best, like I'm getting paid the best and like if they give me the best benefits. Because if I can't do good in the small thing, then I can never get to the place of blessing or the place of greatness. So what am I willing to accept? What am I willing to take? And how am I willing to go into this if it costs me something, if it costs me sweat, you know what I'm saying, from my forehead and this and that? But that's okay because I'm willing to do it no matter what because I want to obtain greatness. But I'm not obtaining greatness because my boss is going to look at me and say, you know what, he deserves a raise. No, because my Father is watching me. So I do it as unto him. Everything I approach, I do it as unto him. And I give my very best. I'm sweeping up a floor. I'm going to give it my very best. I'm going to double check it to make sure that floor is clean. That's how we got to look at it, because everything has to be done in greatness. Because the Father will look at that, and then he will appreciate that, and he will promote you. And all the times we think sometimes the promotion is on our job, but no, you can be promoted spiritually. So that's the thing. I want to be promoted. I want to be promoted. So what am I willing to give up to be promoted? What am I willing to do to be promoted? What am I willing to do? You know, so I'm going to do or have greatness in all things. I'm going to exemplify greatness spiritually, naturally, in all things. You know, I was talking to someone, and they was telling me they make grills. They put them together, they build them, and they got to do all these different grills for Home Depot. They don't get paid by the hour, but they get paid by per grill. Well, naturally, you would think, okay, well, if they get paid by grill, the more they do, the more they get paid. Sounds good, right? Do a lot of grills and you get paid a lot. But what if your focus is getting paid a lot and not in quality? So therefore, I'm going to put the grills together, and if I know some screws are not tight or they're going in crooked or at an angle, then that's not going to support that grill properly. But if I want to operate at mediocrity and just try to get an extra buck or a quicker buck, then God is watching it. My boss may not know that I didn't do that right. And I may receive the check. And that might seem to me that I have got the blessing. But that's not what a true blessing is. But that is not what a true blessing is. The true blessing is integrity. Where's my integrity? I know I didn't do that right. So I need to take it out and redo it and do it properly. Because my Father is watching me. And he want to know where's my heart. Because my heart is going to be exemplified in my work. The things that I do is going to show where my heart is. So when I do this, when I approach this, it's towards God. And I don't care if I get paid less money. Because my reward is not in that check. My reward comes from God. So the thing is, where do I want my reward to come from? You know, where do I want it to come from? Where do we truly, truly want it to come from? We have to really focus on things. We have to really stop thinking that the small things that we do and the very things that people cannot see and cannot watch because we're alone or by ourselves or even we're around people. We have to understand that everything we approach and marriages, or whatever it may be, relationship, whatever kind of relationship it may be, you know, a pastor relationship, one of the members, or whether it be a friend relationship, or a mother and daughter, or a father and son, or whatever relationship it may be, you got to approach that relationship with greatness. That means that if you have not done all that you know that you can do, and all that you should have done, then shame on you. We got to start holding ourselves accountable for the way that we live and the things that we do. Because if you don't hold yourself accountable, then 9 times out of 10, nobody will. So you're going to be the reason downfall. But I'm coming here to tell you today that you better work on excellence. Let excellence be your priority. Let excellence be the way that you choose to live from this day. Stop living in mediocrity. Start picking your Bible up. Start picking your word up. Start beginning to get into it, to dig into it, because you want excellence. It's got to be a heart thing. It can't be something because Brother Bernard told me to do it. I'm going to go ahead and try this out. It's got to be something that you want. Because if it's not something that you want, it will not sustain. You got to have a desire for it. You got to have fire burning inside of you that's just waiting to be released. You got to really want this thing. You got to be willing to give up any and everything that you have to in order to obtain it. Because if you do it, you will obtain greatness. Delivering and healing power of God. Isaiah 58:8 says, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. So the righteousness shall go before you. For the things that you do of righteousness will go before you and pave the way for you. It will make a way for you. Your righteousness will make a way when there was no way. But because I've done it properly, well, because I've done it right, it will make a way for you. So when I get to such a thing, or when I get to a place, then my righteousness has already been there before me and has already released the power of God and has already taken place, preparing for me. So therefore, it's ready for me. And I know if I'm in a place where I need healing because of past hurts or whatever it may be, my righteousness is going to take care of that. So I have to focus on building a lifestyle, or should I say,
planting seeds of good. Because my seed is going to spring forth before me. And that's what I eat. So I am what I eat. You are what you eat. So if I eat the word, then that's what I become, the word. And that's just what you got to do. You become like God. You become like him. You have the same spirit, the same presence, the same aura, because his DNA is inside of you. So therefore, you want to eat this kind of stuff that you eat, because the apple don't fall too far from a tree. So I want to eat the same type of seed. I want to dig into his word and eat it. Eat it every day. Because if I don't eat it, I'm going to starve. 2 Timothy 4:8. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. He will deliver me from evil works because I want greatness. Because I'm eating his seeds. He will take me away from evil works. He will preserve me. He will, if you will, pour salt on me. He will preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. Preserve me for peace, joy, and love. That sounds real good to me. I don't know about you, and I don't know where you are. But whoever you are and wherever you are, make this your day. Get on your knees and repent to God. Because I know, and I'm going to say some of us, most of us, and probably all of us, haven't gave it our best shot. We haven't gave it all. We're guilty. We're guilty. So when are you going to do it? When are you going to say yes, Lord? When are you going to say yes, Father? I'll do it. I'll go. No matter what it takes, I will go. No matter how hard it becomes, I will, Lord. I will do it. There's only one way. There's only one way, and that's the way. You know, in a dark situation, we don't have any light, so we become like the dark. The dark is a situation of calamity and bad things and things that take place and things that happen, and you don't have any power. You don't have any authority because you're not a light. How can you become a light? Because the word gives you light to present in a dark situation. In a dying world, I'll be light. I'll be able to bring light in dark situations. Because the light is going to illuminate, no matter how small, in the dark. You can take a match and pitch black. And it's very small, but it'll illuminate that room to where you can see. So you have to start somewhere. So start somewhere. And no better day than tonight. You have to start somewhere. And you have to say, I'm going to be that light. I'm going to be that light. And your family may not be going the right direction, but you got to say, I'm going to start it. Because you are a part of the family. You know what I'm saying? You are a part. So therefore, if your family, you're supposed to be one as a family, then you are a part to bring the oneness together. So say that I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the one that caused that light to spark or that fire to start. And my family. I'm going to be the one that bring the word. I'm going to be the one that do the prayer. I'm going to be the one that's on my knees. I'm going to be the one that said, Lord, I surrender to you. I give it all to you. I'm going to be the one that lay on my face. You know, I'm going to be that one. And stop running. Stop. You're just running and you're running and you're running and you keep running. And you keep saying, I'm going to do it. And weeks don't pass by. Even years don't pass by. But tomorrow is not promised to you, and you actually taking a risk on years to pass by? Come on now. Brother, sister, come on now. It's time to give it up. It's time to do it. Because when are you going to say yes? You're going to wait till the time right now, and then you're going to say, Lord, please. There's nothing, but there's no time for begging at this point. He's giving you all these opportunities, and you still won't say yes. I'm pleading you to say yes. I'm pleading you, because I am a fisherman of men. So I'm on this land right now, because I'm a fisherman of men. And it wasn't always so prestigious to be on the land because of fear. You know, you have fear and things of that nature. But he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. But because of fear, I could be robbed. But I'm not going to allow fear to rob me, period. I'm not going to allow it to rob me. So I said yes. So when I said yes, Lord. So I'm now becoming a fisherman of men. I'm being stretched out. And I'm trying to tell you today to stretch out, to become fishermen of men. Go get your brother. Go get your sister. Go get them. Pull them in. Bring them in. That's your job. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm going to end it with that. Be blessed, people of God.
Where are you? Where are you in this season of your life? Are you a fisher of men? Where are you? And I was blessed with the teaching, because as we go about our days, are we considering others? Are we in that place that we want to be a blessing to others? So we have to, we must know where we are in order to be a blessing to someone else. So I hope that you were blessed tonight. Ask yourself, where am I? According to the kingdom of God, am I bringing people in? Am I working on me? Am I feeding my spirit with the word of God? Am I growing, or am I taking a step backwards? And I just praise God for the teaching tonight, because truly, we must know the enemy attack our minds, our spirits. The enemy will attack us to cause depression and make us fearful, and so that we can go and be out of place with God, or be out of place even with oneself. So to know where you are in the natural, in the spirit realm, where are you? Are you at a place of peace with yourself, peace with mankind, or is it always an issue? And I tend to believe that when there's always an issue, that it might be just within you. So where are we? Where are you? Are you at a place that you can just totally walk in peace? It doesn't matter what is outside of you, but inside of you is the peace of God. The peace of God. And that's so important in order to get where we need. 4:7, it talks about the peace of God. It says, the peace of God shall transcend all understanding, and will guard your heart and keep your mind in Christ Jesus. Keep your mind. Keep your mind at a place of peace. Where are you? It's the path of all understanding. No matter what happens, it's the peace of God that will keep your mind at a place of peace. So I just bless you, Brother Bernard, for the teaching. And I'm just going to ask, if there's anyone on the line that would like to have comments, please press 1 on your telephone. We'll be more than happy to let you in if you would like to have any comments. By pressing 1, we'll let us know that you have a comment that you would like to make. If you just want to let the man of God know that you were blessed.
Hello?
Amen. Yes, praise God.
Hi, yes, this is Nakia Smith, and I was just saying, like to say thank you, Uncle Bernard, for the word, because I was just having that same thought this morning, like, where am I, you know, and, like, you know, have a mission, you know, I have, like, doubts about the mission God has gave me, and how, you know, and how about, you know, when doubt starts entering your mind, you entering your spirit, and you say, Lord, how am I going to do this? Well, I don't have this. You know, it's always we don't have, and I don't have this and this and this. And he kind of like pretty much gave me the insight, just do it anyway. Don't talk about it. Just go do it in that. And I believe God will. He's going to give it, give me everything I need. Because this world, I'm around them. And I have so much influence on these people that I'm around, and I'm sitting still. And I don't think God is pleased with that. Because I have so many people, so many souls to touch. Like, and that's what God really wants me to be, a fisherman of men. And this message, Auntie, I thank you. Thank you for the text. And I was just been thinking about this for like 4 or 5 hours straight. This whole day been about what Uncle Bernard talked about. And I'm just saying this has been a real blessing.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that's what it's all about, to be a blessing. To be a blessing. Amen. Brother Bernard, do you have any comments? If there's anyone else that would like to. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Do you have any comments, Brother Bernard?
Yes, I do. Just want to say amen to that, Nikki. I'm glad that I could be a blessing. I was definitely glad that I could be a blessing, and I was very happy to hear that, that you made the decision to just go forth, no matter what you have, because it doesn't matter what you have that's going to do it. But then God says, Moses, what do you have in your hand? Sometimes you got to stretch forth your hand and just trust God and believe God. And like you said, go do it anyway, because he will deliver you. He will make it happen. And you have all things. And the main thing is, it's in your spirit. So whatever you think you don't have, begin to speak, begin to open your mouth, and begin to make it take place based on your testimony. So you got to say, I have what I need to get it done. And once you start believing that and you start going anyway, go naked if you have to, but it will happen. It will work. It will do it. If God said do it, he'll make the provision for it to happen. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else on the line that I see one more? Any other comments? There's a couple other 4290 is the last four digits of your phone number. You can come forth.
My name is Dee Williams, and I also want to thank Brother Bernard for the word today. I just appreciate him so much for stepping outside of the box and not telling everybody what we want to hear. So I definitely just appreciate him for stepping outside the box and just telling us the truth.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Amen.
And I appreciate you, Brother Bernard.
Amen. You know, and that is true.
I just want to say amen to that. And, you know, God truly wants to do something special in your life. He truly wants to do something special in your life. It has to be a yes in your spirit. And he's going to show you some things. But you got to be willing to drop everything for him to show it to you. And I really thank you for calling in tonight. Once you make the decision, though, I guarantee you, you'll have a testimony. And you'll be like, Brother Bernard, oh, my God, God is working in my life. But he's ready for you. He's ready for you. He's waiting on you. And he's going to show you some things. So my final thought is just say yes. Yes, yes to your way, Lord.
Amen. The number 5332, you can come forth if you have a comment. Let me open your line up. God is so faithful. The board is, it's, praise God. Amen. The board is giving me a little problem. I'm just going to ask Bernard if you would have final words.
Yes, my final words is pretty simple. Say yes. Say yes. Yes, Lord. Say yes, be in your spirit, and you will truly be blessed. If you let that be a yes, no matter what,
no obstacles. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I'll go by myself. It doesn't matter what you think about me. I might lose some friends. I might lose some relationships. You might think I'm crazy. You might think I'm stupid. But guess what? In the end, it does not even matter. No matter what happened, you got to seek ye first, God, no matter what. You got to seek ye first and forsake all wickedness and just say, you know what? I just want to be righteous. I'm going the right way, and I'll do what it takes to go forth. It doesn't matter. And it's just finally, yes, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. We just say yes, Lord. We did have some other comments. I was trying to get the board open, and it's still at that same place. But anyway, God bless everyone for calling in. We truly, amen, the board. Just let's see what it's doing now. I want to get that last comment in. Amen. Sister Audrey, did you have a comment?
Oh, I thought you didn't hear me? I'm so sorry.
Praise Lord. Yeah, the board was stuck, but you're open now.
Okay, I apologize. Okay, I was just saying that I was truly blessed by Brother Bernard's message that came forth this evening, and we do need to continue to say yes. And sometimes we need to examine ourselves first, you know. So we need to go out and examine ourselves, and then God will continue to lead us and guide us. But I just thank you. I appreciate Brother Bernard, the message that you gave forth this evening. And I said, Pastor Bernard, that's what I said. So I'm saying, Pastor Bernard, you continue to go forth for what God has for you. Because you are truly, truly a man of God.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well,
I appreciate the encouragement.
Amen. Well, truly, we thank God for Brother Bernard, and he is a man of God, and we just thank God for him. And all that God is doing in his life, we just say amen. We send blessings to him and my sister, Yolanda, as she minister with him in the Lord, and we just thank God for that. But remember, when you recognize where you are in Christ, when you finally recognize that and you begin to press in to the unknown, your best days are yet to come. God bless everyone.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah. What people told you, you ain't seen nothing.
You ain't seen your best day.
Oh, well, my brother, my brother, my brother. What you know?
You ain't seen your best day yet.
is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing. That name. Come on, there's power in that name. Don't stop saying it. Jesus, Jesus. We know where the power is. Come on, somebody raise up the name of Jesus. Come on, raise up the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We know who you are, and we bless you for who you are. Yeah, power is in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Listen, to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Can you say there is power? There is. Come on, all over the room. The name of Jesus. Somebody right where you are, lift your hands and say, there is power. Raise it up, say there is power in the name. Oh, we know where it is to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And I love this when it says, there's an army rising up. Come on, army of the Lord, raise it now. There's there's an army rising up, yeah. There's an army rising up. And this is what we came to do. We came to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Say there is power. There is power. It's in the name. Come on, raise it up. Say, there is power in the name, in the name. There is power in the name, in the name. It's in your name. We know where it is to break every, somebody shout, break every chain, to break every chain.
Welcome to the transformational teaching of Dr. Cindy Trim. As a best-selling author, life coach, and empowerment specialist, Dr. Trim has made it her life's goal to empower you to live with